it's possible for the layperson, without being a super detective or anything else, a layperson willing to put some effort into it, to totally recreate a person whom he or she has never met or seen or spoken to.
Lewis Rose, investigative reporter with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Rose, who has written a book called How to Investigate Your Friends and Enemies, says privacy doesn't exist anymore.
If someone were to come into this room and it was totally dark, and that person were to give his name and his community or even his street address, just given those two pieces of information, another person should be able, off the public record, and in lots of times, sometimes right out, in part out of their own public library, should be able to recreate or clone that person in terms of their physical appearance, in terms of their affluence, their property transactions, their marital status, past and present.
Rose notes that for a small fee, you can obtain anyone's driver's license or motor vehicle registration, and real estate and tax records are open to public scrutiny. But Lewis Rose says it is possible to protect yourself.
If I were a private person, I would, in effect, I'd investigate myself. Okay, I'd investigate my credit records and say, let me see them. I want to correct if there's something wrong on them. I would, if I were applying for employment, I'd be very cautious of what I've signed. I've come across many instances where employers on routine jobs have asked potential employees to submit to polygraph tests. And I think that's improper because who knows, that only goes with the ability and the impartialness of the person giving the test.
And even some merchandising gimmicks should be suspect.
There was a magazine at a hotel, and I was rather interested in the magazine. But it said, please do not remove from the hotel. If you want a copy of the magazine, there's a form inside. Just fill it out. Well, I started to look at it, and I was going to fill it out. You know, please send me it. But they wanted more than just my name and my address. They wanted to know my occupation, whom I represented, how many persons were my party, how long I was staying at hotels, how I was traveling, what purchases I had made. And in effect, I would have been sort of giving them a private agenda of part of the thing that I was doing.
Lewis Rose of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. His scary little book shows how Americans have lost their privacy. How to Investigate Your Friends and Enemies. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.